Well, hello, 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 and welcome to Sisters You Have Value podcast. I'm your host, Kim Tolliver, and I'm super excited to be here with you today. Happy Sunday, happy Sunday. This podcast was created for women because we believe in the power of sisterhood and unity, and we strive to build a community where women can share their passions, learn from each other's experiences, and support each other on their journey. Thank you so much for tuning in to this week's episode of Sisters You Have Value podcast. If you're a new listener, thank you so much for tuning in, and we pray you come back for more. Please give us a like, share, and follow. Tell a friend. If you're a returning listener, thank you so much for being on this awesome journey with us, and we pray you continue to come back and share this experience with us. All right, y'all, grab your coffee, tea. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Your drink or whatever it is, and let's get into it. Grab a seat. I did not come on Friday. I had a death in the family. Actually, I had a double whammy, and so we funeralized my aunt and her son on Thursday. So I've been out of town, and I just got back in town. So I wanted to hop on real quick and just share some words of encouragement and some things that has disturbed me since I've been back. And you hear in the background playing Sam Cooke, and it's called A Long Time Coming. A change gonna come.
Time coming, and I know a change gonna come.
So, and the reason I played that, so yeah, we had our election here yesterday for our Caddo Parish Sheriff's Office, or for a new sheriff. Steve Prater has been the sheriff in Caddo Parish for 20 plus years. And as of late, he had a health scare and decided he was going to step down and spend more time with his family. In come opponents, John Nicholson, who's an attorney, and Whitehorn, who is the former chief of police, United States Marshal, State Police, you name it, CAO of Shreveport. The man has a lot of credentials that he carries with him. But the reason I want to share some things with you today on my podcast, because there were some things that's disturbing. Of course, we know Henry Whitehorn has won the election, made history as the first black sheriff of Caddo Parish. But not only that, prior to yesterday, we had already had an election, but he won by one vote. And who can never tell you that one vote counts? So never think that your voice will never be heard based off of the one. And so with that, it was challenged by John Nicholson, and rightfully so. Okay, you won by a vote, so let's challenge the thing. And came out with some erroneous things or whatever. So we challenged that. He wasn't satisfied with the second one as well. Took it all the way to the Supreme Court, Louisiana Supreme Court. And it was determined that there had to be a new election held as a result of this. And so yesterday was the result of the new election. And he won, and not by one, he won by many. He won by so many that Nicholson conceded even prior to all of the votes being in. That being said, I got home, and so my daughter called me a little bit ago and said, Mom, go on this page, this Facebook page. You know, we live for comments. We really do. So I don't really care what you post on Facebook because I'm not on there, but I live for the comments sometimes. So John M. Lorick is a realtor in Shreveport-Bossier area. And let me share with you what his page said. It said, let's see. I had this ready, y'all, before I even started, but forgive me. But it said, Whitehorn wins. Caddo Parish loses. Buckle up. It's going to be a rough ride. It had 552 shares, 358 likes or whatever, the little emojis, that thing, and 2,100 comments, and mine are in there to add to the 2.1. Now, it upset me. Usually I can get through these things, but y'all know the one thing God has not freed me from in this life is racism. I'm working on it. Have I prayed on it a whole lot? I have not. But I am Black History. I've made Black History three times over, so I will forever be in the books. If you ask Alexa, if you ask Siri, the first Black chief of communications, they gonna say my name. And so first Black, where I work now, first Black president to sit, that's gonna be seated soon. But my thing is, Whitehorn wins, Caddo Parish loses. Buckle up. It's going to be a rough ride. Sandy Harris Miller said, so disappointed in our parish for voting this crap in. ... Crap? To which someone replied, Sandy, go find a corner and cry in it. Here's my problem with that. It takes me back to 08, 2012. It takes me back to the time when Obama won and we were at work and they, don't say anything. Hell, it's cool when you do it, but it's a problem when we do it. So let's just be clear on some shit real quick. You are calling him crap because he's Black? The man's credential, as long as some of y'all's legs sitting out there, some of your arms and shit put together. So this one ain't for the faint at heart, and this one won't be for your kids. So if you can't stand it, I'm going to need you to come on, get off my podcast real quick. It's mine, and I have the right to say and will say what I want to say. It is disturbing to think that you call him crap at the back. And this one, buckle up. Hell, he been the chief of police here and crime was down. He was a marshal. He sat many seats and worn many hats, and John Nicholson wore none, save a lawyer in the city council. Now, me, don't get it twisted. I don't care either way it go, whatever it is. Hell, I voted for Whitehorn, and I did. But the point is, you big mad because he won. And not only because he won, you're mad because he Black. And then you want to start this mess off with that title. You haven't even given the man a chance. And hell, the crime is up in the city, not in the parish. He doesn't operate in the city, you dumbasses. He operates in the parish. I've never seen him one time come in the city to assist, save asking for money when Prater wanted us to pay him $50,000 to do so and to help. They patrol the outer skirts, outside. They patrol the parish. Don't get it twisted. And that's not to say anything different, but you people, I'm calling y'all, you people, the ones that put this shit here on here or something else. You got the audacity to call this man a piece of crap. You have the audacity to say, buckle up, we in for a ride, as if it's about to go down because now you got a Black one in. Really? Make that make sense. But again, some of y'all who live in Shreveport might want to go on John Lorick's page, JohnLorick, so y'all can locate your neighbors and locate your work people to see what they really about. See, I don't delete people like that. I like to go down the comments so I can locate Becky or a Karen or two in the world. So then I know how you coming. I don't judge a man by the color of his skin, as Dr. Martin Luther King says. What's your character working with? What that mindset like? It shows right here. So disappointing. You got the Lawlers. He's going to move out of town. Bye, Felipe. Bye. Move. You are not a tree. You can go. What does she say? I guess, I'm not going to even get into some of the other things. Because he's a Black man, you really real deal want to be. But you know, hey, y'all are bold. Just say it. How they say, tell me how you really feel. And then I know how to track with you and stuff. For me, I've worked 25 plus years alongside law enforcement with sheriff's office, with police off the police department. I know how Sheriff Prater worked. I know that the hell Sheriff Prater made it all the way to CNN saying they needed those old Black boys to be in jail shit so he can have them wash a car or two or three. you know, things like that. So don't get it twisted as if what was already seated isn't the same, that doesn't share the same sentiments that you do. Yet we endured. But the thing about it that makes it so hard are the claims that you make. You know, somebody said, did we really expect anything different? We had a miracle in Arsenal. This is a Democrat town. We will never be anything more. Pray tell. Why don't you, Glenn Hurd? You know, please do tell. And I'm not sure if you want to tell anything. Arsenal ain't did nothing for crime either. But here's the thing. People can't control it. Dumbasses. It's not who you sit in those seats that controls the crime. Here's the other side of the thing. You're going to need reform. You're going to need a whole lot of things. You're going to need a whole lot. As they said, when slavery was going on, did anybody offer those people counseling? When you beat, rob, steal, pillage, kill, and you tore up cities, burned down cities because you didn't want black people to be successful and all the ancestors and everybody that came, did they get any counseling for that? When you call them niggas, or when you go around and you get 5 years and we get 50, what's the weight in that scale looking like? Because these justice scales don't weigh the same. Get your foot out my neck. Get your foot out my neck. When you sitting here with George Floyd and you got your foot in his neck and you can watch this spectacle and then say nothing because you are cold and callous to it, because I'm sorry, I forgot that Constitution said we weren't even human. Don't get it twisted. Y'all better go read, find it. When they don't view you as human, this is the results you get. Hell, Oprah Winfrey couldn't even go in the store because y'all thought Oprah could get in there. They don't, those people like that don't like you no way. You'll never be anything in their eyes. And to call this man crap out the gate, you haven't seen it. He hadn't been sheriff 24 hours before y'all take to Facebook. But this is the best place in the world for y'all to really locate your people. This is the best place in the world for you to really locate how people really feel about you. See, when I was born, raised, my mother didn't raise us for color. In my house, we ain't go, mama, this white man today did. No, mama, this man, we were walking down the street and this man did this. This lady did that. I wasn't taught to make a difference in what color they were. Hell, I talked to them. You get what I'm saying? I wasn't taught that. My household didn't come from that. We weren't sitting at the table teaching our children to hate. But see, here's the thing. When your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfather are calling five-year-olds massa and sir, you build a superiority complex to think you are more superior and we're inferior. Girl, you could be the most successful black person walking and they still think you trash. You could be the most successful person walking and they still think nothing. I've worked for some dumb people before who were people of not my skin color, but the dumbest thing walking. Didn't have a degree, didn't have anything. And then I had one that was prejudiced that I worked under. And hell, she fixed the career matrix and said, this is what we're supposed to have. And Kim's just out for herself. Well, Kathy, who you think Kim is out for? You put a matrix out there. You want us to follow it. And I followed it. And because you didn't like me, or none of us for that matter, what did you say, ask Rita? Why are you talking to the black people out there? I'll wait. But my point is, they're going to always be in the midst. Everybody's going to, we're going to always be amongst each other. The best thing you can do is support the candidate that's in there. Support the one that won to make for a better city, to make for a better parish. Not stop being a part of the problem and be a part of the solution. Support that man. Don't hate that man because of the color of his skin. What about that character? What's your moral, what that moral compass looking like you got? Because, I mean, it's here. It's here. What Carlton said, unfortunately, Shreveport will continue to suffer and will most likely, this Carlton Gilmer, whoever this is, unfortunately, and will most likely never recover. Unfortunately, there will be spillover in every surrounding community, including Bossier. Old Terry Perdue crying, Carlton, you are right. You folks really act like we are doomed to hell because Prater stepped down. Y'all are ignorant at its finest. This is what you call ignorance. Bill Ham said, Carlton, we are doomed now that we have a criminal advocate as a sheriff. But Essence said, well, Bill, that's been a criminal in there for years, and he wasn't the same color as this one. Make that make sense. See, here's the thing. There's this song that goes, it's cool when you do it, but it's a problem when I do it. It's cool when y'all sitting in there as if you're more superior, but you put a black man in there, and everybody got a problem. Make that live. Make that make sense. Make that make sense. But the first time you call somebody on their shit, oh my God, some of my closest friends are black. Girl, go sit down before you get hit on top of your head. Yeah, stop that narrative. Stop running that mess. I created this podcast because of foolishness and shit like this, because of how we're treated, because of how we're disparaged against, so that we can get our asses up off the couch, so you can get out there and vote, so you can make your vote count, so that they don't look at you a certain kind of way, because this is how they look at us. Henry Whitehorn is one of the successful, most successful black men, has made history time and time again, has been all the way down as far, even selected from White House, and he's still nothing in the eyes of these crazy, prejudiced people. Wow. And then y'all still say early voting don't count. That's why I drove all the way my ass back from that funeral to get out here and take my alive tail in there and sign my name and go in that damn voting box and vote. I ain't vote for my mama. I ain't vote for my, I voted for me. You know why I voted? Because they said we couldn't back then. You know why I vote? Because y'all put marbles out there and say, guess how many marbles in the jar. You know why I voted? Because how many died for us to be able to have that right to vote? All of y'all ought to get your tails up and get out there and vote to make it count. Well, it ain't going to make it made a difference. One vote makes a difference in the whole scheme of things. And to sit here and go on this page and see 2,000 comments of how these people really feel about you ought to make you want to get your ass up and vote every time. If they voting for an ant, just one damn ant, you get up there and you go vote for the ant. You make your voice count every time, whether you think it's the most menial thing or the most important thing. You vote these governors in, you vote these people in, legislation, and they change these laws. And they have all these laws coming out against your sons because they're the ones that's going to suffer. And shit, now your daughters. Don't get it twisted. The ones that's in these comments, they mean what they say. And are not ashamed to say it. Susan Scriber said, so disappointed but not surprised, Shreveport will continue to sink lower into Crapville. Devastating. As long as you don't have your crappy ass sitting in Shreveport, I think we'll be all right, Susan. I think we'll be all right, you know. And the thing about it is how we sit and we go, Lord, how long do we suffer this? Why? I've never understood it, nor will I ever understand it. And I'm going to tell you something. This is the one part in the one area of my life, again, where I haven't been freed from. Of course, I hadn't done a lot of praying on it too, because God answers prayers and I know he hear mine. But I still have some issues with that. I still have some problems and some angst in all of this because of how they view us. I don't like it. And I will never like it. That's why I grind. That's why I work hard. See, the job I work at, I don't need it. I sit there because, hey, I'm just grinding out to do more and more and more. I paved the way to make sure that I can have those things, that I can sit down for 2-3 years and never have to work and still can pay my bills. Yeah, I got that emergency fund and then some. I got investments out the wazoo. I do what you do. I learn like you learn. I read a book. But it's still never enough. It's never enough. Because when you see something like this that is so beyond me, that has upset me more than any, and I don't get on this podcast for this because y'all know mine is for women. to help us. But as Black women who are raising Black sons, and you can see these comments, you got sons that have to come up in this environment. Get them the hell out of Shreveport, because ain't nothing here but hatred. And that's all around the world. Bless their heart. Bless their heart. You know, and again, they have no problem. So, but I want y'all, David Lawler posted he had a large income producing mobile home park and rental producing properties for sale and cattle. I want to sell it and relocate all my operations to a low crime area. Good luck with that, John. And he want to relocate his family too. And John said, I think there will be many that follow the exit of Caddo Parish. Caddo will now become just like Shreveport. See, and there you go again, old John, boy. It's going to become like Shreveport, because why, you sitting under a Black sheriff? They get all y'all asses out of Caddo Parish. All y'all hop on the same bus and go. Yeah, I'm upset on this one. I'm upset on this one. You are so highly disrespectful. It's uncalled for. You didn't have it to do. You could have supported that man. But then again, let you really show. Y'all, let them really show. We work hard to exist. You work hard to make a difference, to be able to change things, to change life, to change minds, to change hearts. But deep down, you have that unsettled resentment, that hatred for no reason. But you were taught that. You were taught to hate. You don't know what hate is. Just go look at these little children in a classroom. And they are so friendly. They share. They play. Hell, they want to feed the other. Until you get back home. And you say something to them. But y'all ain't have no problem eating from the kitchen when they cook for y'all ass back then. You don't know what they were doing to your food, but you ate it. While Mammy was raising your children and you were doing whatever you want. Hell, they spent more time with your kids than you did. But that's neither here nor there. See, when they serve a purpose for you, they're there. But when they don't, you talk about them. Let's really talk about it. So I encourage every Black female, get your tail up off these couches. Teach your sons and daughters. And somebody said something about history. History? What history is doomed to repeat itself? Hell, it's repeating itself every day. What's changing? Your damn mindset sure isn't changing. You can move to another country. Baby, you can move to Jesus come. But again, those justice scales don't weigh the same. Oh, and all of that mess about him releasing prisoners. Caddo Parish is not a DOC. That is not the Department of Corrections. That is a pretrial facility that only houses them long enough for them to get their ass to trial. And the reason they make sometimes residents out of them for a little bit because of COVID and trials had been put off. So, yes, you may have some that's there 2-3 years, but I promise you, as soon as that trial is over, they ass on the first bus or train smoking to wherever their new destination that they're going to call home. And that has nothing to do with Whitehorn. He does not have the power to release. So stop putting that narrative out there. Stop floating that narrative. And the thing about it is, y'all buy into anything. You know, and you are divisive. God is not a God of chaos. He's a God of love. So y'all know who your father is. Your father is the devil. The father of lies. Y'all concocted and y'all believe it. And I don't even know if half of y'all believe so. I can't believe so. Y'all, everybody can be that damn ignorant. And I'm talking about the ones who feel this way, not about the ones who don't. Don't get it twisted. I'm talking about this mess and this tomfoolery that I have seen on this posting page. Because, baby, we live for the comments. I live just to find your name to make sure you don't come in my face. Because, see, I treat you like that. My long spoon is real and my goodbye is real, real. Because once I locate you and I know that's how you're tracking, you better stay out of my face. I don't have nothing friendly to say to your ass at all, period. God bless you. I wish you well. But stay out of my face because you're dangerous. See, I like people that's real with me. Tell me how you really feel up front. Tell me how you really feel in my face. Don't kiki in my face. And then be wishing us bad and about to throw 5 knives and daggers in my back. Mm-mm. And then Duke said, on behalf of Texans, please stay over there. We don't have anything for you over here. Telling them they don't want them over there because the hate is so real. Don't nobody want to go nowhere. Here's the thing. Hell, there's problems everywhere you go. But they say the grass always look green on the other side. But hell, wherever you go, you got to mow it too. And crime is up everywhere. Go run in a hole somewhere. As a matter of fact, build a bunker somewhere. Go build you a damn city underground where you ain't never got to come up if you're going to be that ignorant. And build a cemetery out there too to bury you. Don't come back up here burying yourselves when you die. You know, because to ruffle feathers like this, this is serious. Y'all, this is serious. But I encourage everybody to go look under John M. Lorick, L-O-R-I-C, page. If you ever want to see hatred, if you ever want to see how people really feel about something, you go under that page and look at those comments and boy, watch them roll. But again, it's cool when you do it. It's a problem when we do it. But you don't feel that we are superior enough. But God felt he was. Because see, man didn't do it. God did. Y'all done went all the way to the courthouse. How they say, you know, went from up to the bottom to up to down. One vote, two vote, three votes, four votes. And God still had the last say. See, that's why God always, he allows things to show. Man don't promote, God does. But when he speaks, he speaks. And he spoke yesterday. So to God be the glory. And I praise him in everything that he does. But he also allows some things too. This right here for y'all to get a handle on it, for y'all to see how people really feel about something. Let them show you how they really feel. Mm-mm. Don't be ashamed. Dad, how they say, don't be shy. Go ahead. Let us see how you really feel. But when they show you, Maya Angelou said, when a person show you who they are, believe them. Y'all still kikiing, and y'all also talking about the presidential election as well. Go in there and make your votes count. If you got children who are over 18, get their butts registered to vote so that they can vote. Teach your children their history. Let your children read mass incarceration, slavery by another name. Let them read anything dealing with Jim Crow. Let them read everything pertaining to these books before they try to make your history disappear. Buy every book you can. It's free on the internet. I have over 1,000 books in my library. But the thing is, my mother didn't teach me this foolishness y'all are spitting out over here. Now, here's the thing. I was listening to a song today, Dance with My Father by Luther Vandross. And but the thing, there was one thing that got me today and it stuck with me. And the one of the first things that he said was, back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence. And man, that hit me like a ton of bricks because I knew what I wanted to talk about. But it resonated so hard because when we're children, there's innocence there. But before life removed all the innocence, he said his father would lift him up and dance with him and his mother, you know. But when you look at that in terms of this, as the same thing I was speaking with those little children in the classroom, and that it was this little black boy and a white boy that was going around Facebook for the longest, and they were friends, and they had been friends since they were so young. And the beauty of that friendship just was so amazing that the parents always made sure they had play dates, they had all of those things, and when they went places, those boys would hold hands and things like that. But yet you have these sick people in the world who think that we are less than and that we are not fit. As they say, you know, you're not fit for the plow to do anything other than, hell, I don't know, but I guess wash your clothes or something like that. But it's a sad shame. And I also, even during these times, the other things went back when we were talking about the terrorists, how Al-Qaeda, all of these people and things about how so much hate resonates, that they're teaching the children in the classroom. And then it came right back to me. Well, what are they teaching them in domestic terrorism? When you have these black crimes that you're killing, when you tie a man to a truck and you drag him down the street and you kill him, when you kill a young boy for supposedly quote unquote whistling at a white lady and it was a whole lie. And on your deathbed, you want to confess, but that mother, she didn't get that life with her son. You took that life with you to the grave. You took that all the way till you got older.
there's a lot of innocent people were killed because your people were robbing, pillaging, killing, murdering, raping those children. But it was so easy to put it on a black man because they had no defense. They weren't considered human. They couldn't fight for their innocence. And when you look at that today, and we talk about a change coming, as Sam Cooke says, is it really a change? Obama was in the White House. Did anything really change? I'll let that marinate. Did anything really change? Because hell, by these comments, I don't see nothing. Trump said it's going to be a bloodbath if he didn't get elected based off of the borders and things like that. But ain't nobody tripping. Y'all storming the Capitol, the White House. Y'all going over there on a whole insurrection. But ain't nobody tripping. Again, that pendulum does not swing the same. Those scales of justice does not weigh the same. I don't care who you are. I love you. I do. My mother did not teach me to be like you. And I'm so glad she didn't. And the God I serve did not teach us to be like you. Though I don't understand it by a long shot, I never will on this side of heaven. That's a question I want to ask. Like, Lord, why? Why, Lord, did we have to endure so much? It's disheartening. It's very hurtful. You know, I thank God sometimes I'm a woman just for that reason. Hell, our boys, our young men have it hard. And then they make it harder on themselves with that mindset and mentality and social media and rap music. And mothers, y'all need, and fathers both alike need to be hitting them with 5 books across the back of their necks and stop letting these children get away with anything. Raise them up. Stop having them so your ass can just lay on the couch. Stop having them so you could just sit there with Pookie and Ray Ray, who don't give 2 squats about you. Get your butt up off that bed and go get an education. Your child can spell better than you. I'll bring it all back around to you. Look at the atrocities and the things that's going on in the world. Make your life count for something other than laying up to get free housing, other than laying up to get $1,000 worth of food stamps. You are a part of the problem, ma'am. I get up at 3 o'clock to get my ass to work. You are the problem, fathers. And you ought to know better, because I'm going to tell you again, you could sell drugs or have some drugs on you. He getting 6 months, you getting 60 years. The scales do not weigh the same for you. Unfortunately, it doesn't. And I'll challenge anybody to tell me it is, because I'm going to do a study on similar crimes based off of race. And I want to know the punishment. Go look at David Koresh and those 3 people that they released and then arrested them right after that. The white lady got 5 years, the white man got 15 years, and the black man got 40. They all did the same thing. Explain that to me. Make that live. It's on Hulu or something. Go look at that. Don't come for me. Life come for us already. Don't come for me. Life is out there. Y'all think it's a game. And a lot of the younger generation who don't see it, because this millennia, y'all something else. Everybody is not an entrepreneur. Everybody cannot sell a t-shirt. Everybody ain't going to sell makeup and hair and all of that. Stop spending your money on frivolous things and get your tail up into some investments. Get some stocks. Get into this market. Trap like Trapper. Get into some things that you're going to see a value. Stop putting these BMWs in front of these apartments and these 2003 and 5 ones too that the motor about to blow up and you know you can't even fix a tire on. Your ass working at McDonald's, you can't fix a tire on them. But get out of those cars trying to keep up with the Joneses. Hell, the Joneses in debt too. Learn to be debt free, boo-boo, and learn to live off 20 to 30% of your income and start saving an emergency fund. You take that and multiply at least 6 months by what you, if your bills are $3,000 a month, multiply that by 6. That means you should have $18,000 sitting up in a bank for an emergency fund somewhere. And if you don't, then you are spending your money on the wrong things. Start investing in yourself. Pay yourself first. But again, I had to get on today.
I was going to talk about the funeral and some things there that touched my heart. But when I come back and I see this mess and I see the hatred, I see what they're doing and how they talk, how they feel. This man hadn't even sat in the office. It's the whole weekend. And y'all have 50 things to say about this man. Y'all big mad. I mean, not a little mad. Y'all big, big mad. And y'all got a lot to say. When you have something to say, say something good. And my mother used to always tell me, if you couldn't say nothing, shut up. Just shut up. If you're not going to say anything, just shut up. That's all. Just hush. You know, but there are some good people out there. Black, white, blue, green, purple. There are some great people out there who can acknowledge people for what they are and not for the color of their skin. Dr. Martin, I always say, I believe people know when it's their time. When he went over and he knew what he said, though we would all like to live a life of longevity. But then, you know, you'll get people who want to talk about his expletes, his infidelities and all of this. Oh, shut up. You know, but I wasn't there, but I remember. I didn't go through it, but I read about it. Does it make me cringe to this day? It does. Is that an area in my life where sometimes I have a problem with? It is. But it drives me in a different way. It doesn't drive me to hate. See, that's the difference. It drives me to grind because they say you can't. I will. Because they don't think you're nothing. I am. I must do and be about the business of my Father and tell him, Lord, help me. Because I know the God I serve is going to keep me. He's going to keep me in that, and he's going to keep me strengthened. But again, it still is no consolation to see these comments, to see this hate, to see this anger, to see this mess. Because this man won an election. But I can say to my black people, white people, Asian, Chinese, y'all keep voting. Make your voices known. And if you didn't vote, you don't have a voice to talk about it. Don't even talk about it. Don't get in the race with it. Don't come with the mess. Until you can make yourself available and vote to say something, then you have something to talk about. But until then, you don't have a voice. Love y'all.